Businesses battling to make up for lost earnings due to COVID are now grappling with a second wave of the virus, sidelining staff. Some are resorting to hiring COVID fill-ins to cover staff absences, while others are just hoping for the nightmare to end. Louise Tanuth reports.
Simone Jones owns Head Start Total Body Beauty Salon in West Auckland and is on the board of New Zealand Hair and Barber. The industry is no stranger to COVID. She says with many staff and clients catching it, rebooking is their biggest task at the moment.
So I've heard a couple of clients that have been sick twice, you know, twice or even three times with it. So it's quite a big job to obviously get all those clients rescheduled, and obviously rescheduled when. It's sort of like, when is that person going to be back?
Many salons still have teams working in bubbles, bracing for the winter months where it may strike again.
You know, you can't have one person working there by themselves. It's just too difficult. But I know some hairdressers and barbers have split their team so that if one gets sick, you know, hopefully the rest don't get sick. But I don't really think that's working. It's sort of really everyone all hands on deck until something happens and then deal with it then.
For hospitality, it's a similar story, especially when masks come off at the table. Co-owner of Cafe Hanoi, Krishna Botica, says they're dealing with a huge surge in staff sickness, some of them with COVID round two.
We use people on call the whole time, but even our on-callers are calling in sick. Sometimes you're just left with no choice but to shut down a service or to at least block off tables for bookings.
They're desperate for more staff to fill in the gaps when COVID strikes again and again.
We're taking people that might only be with us for 2 months. We've asked all of our staff to ask their friends if they want some casual, some full-time, some part-time work for even the small amounts of time. It doesn't matter.
With just over a month at the orange alert level, she says they can't afford to turn away customers.
4 weeks does not cover off the last quarter that we had that was extremely disrupted, let alone the quarter before that.
The orange alert level has also seen many workers return to the office, but with an increase in bus passengers, many routes have been cancelled in recent weeks, with bus drivers sick too. First Union spokesperson Graeme McKean says drivers are bearing the brunt of COVID.
It's a public-facing role. Even with masks, there's, you know, reasonably close interaction. Bus driver ranks have been decimated with sickness, but had a huge effect on their availability to work. You do pick it up, and so there is like a second wave coming through now.
He says COVID interruptions are compounding an industry already severely short-staffed.
Well, the entire bus industry is at crisis level. They cannot attract and retain staff. COVID is but a small sum of the conversation. The whole industry itself is just falling apart, it seems.
No end in sight just yet.